This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Marissa Milton. Election results in Uganda indicate Yoweri Museveni will win a sixth term as president, with 86.7% of polling stations reporting results. At last report, Museveni had 58.8% of the votes. Challenger Bobi Wine had 34.2%. Final results are expected later Saturday. Wine's newly formed National Unity Platform is on track to become the main opposition party in parliament. It's expected to win 8 of 9 constituencies in the capital, Kampala. The voting followed one of the most violent campaigns in years, with harassment and arrests of the opposition, attacks on the media, and the deaths of at least 54 people. Thursday's election took place in apparent calm, but under the oppressive presence of soldiers and riot police and an internet blackout, which has now entered its fourth day. Wine, however, has alleged widespread fraud, such as ballot box stuffing. He said his party agents had in some places been beaten and chased away from polling stations. The Hong Kong government has said it strongly objects to a U.S. congressional report critical of Beijing's handling of the city. The annual report from the bipartisan Congressional Executive Commission on China this week said the, quote, one country, two systems framework in Hong Kong has been dismantled, severely undermining the rule of law and respect for human rights that the city has long upheld. The report says the national security law that Beijing imposed over the summer directly threatens Hong Kong residents' right to due process. But the Beijing-controlled Hong Kong government replied that China is acting within its rights, and it called the report biased, politically motivated, and not reflecting the truth. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.